being shown and how long they are and probably ripping into flesh. But yeah, we don't show Tyrannosaurus just relaxing. And that's what they did most of the time.
Right.
It was probably pretty good life.
Sleepy Stan.
Sleepy Stan. Curled up. That's awesome.
So if you flip Roman to like the back of the book, there's one more thing that I want to show you. So this back section of the book is actually called All Today's. And the idea behind this part of the book is it's sort of the actualization of that thought experiment that John Conway asked us to do.
Right.
Where, you know, you're imagining an alien paleontologist from the future who is trying to piece together what the contemporary world, the animals of the contemporary world look like based on fossil evidence.
Right. So this picture I'm looking at now is a manatee, but it's a grazing land herbivore.
Right. Can you read the description they have there?
It says, a solitary manatee is shown grazing in its mountain home. We only know the skull of this enigmatic herbivore.
So basically, like in this case, they're saying like, so with this animal, maybe the only thing we ever got was the skull.
Yeah.
And so like from that, you're like, oh, this looks a little bit like a cow skull.
And it's totally common in dinosaurs that they only find one little section. It's very rare that we find full skeletons to tell you everything about them. But you could pick up a manatee skull and sure enough, you would think that's a cow.
And even if you do find a full skeleton, there are other things that you could still miss.
Totally. And this elephant you wouldn't have a trunk as evidence. So this elephant is just this snub-nosed, weird-looking thing. Oh, my God. Oh, that's so true.
Right. So like a camel, the same way that we wouldn't necessarily know that a camel had humps, you wouldn't know that an elephant had a trunk, which is like such an iconic, weird piece of anatomy in the world.
It's the thing that you define an elephant by, but it's not there, and therefore it doesn't look at all like an elephant, and it just looks absurd. I really like it. It really sells it, especially with these speculative imaginings of modern animals really sells the idea of it a lot.
Right. And they go, I like their text on some of these. So like, if you read the swans,
two swans are seen with their long scythe-like forelimbs, which they must have used to spear small prey items. One of them has just caught a tadpole, one of the mysterious fish of the past. Oh, it's so perfect.
Right. So they really embody this futuristic scientist who's trying to sort of piece together the world that we currently live in now.
Yeah.
And is making these kind of conceptual leaps from evidence to, you know, painting a real picture of what the world actually looked like.
Yeah. But there's still, everyone's doing their best. It's not like making fun of them.
It really is.
It just has to, with the limited information we have, this is what we create. And
it
really shows the limits of that information. Oh, it's so cool. It's such a good idea to think this way. It dislodges the iconography from your mind to be free,
you know,
to think about them in lots of ways. And that's really, and it really sells it when you see a modern animal depicted in the sort of traditional dinosaur way. That I love that aspect of it.